The former parent company of Jewish Hospital is paying the federal government more than $10 million for alleged fraud at the Louisville facility. Lisa Gillespie from member station WFPL has more.
The lawsuit and settlement alleged that Jewish Hospital's in-house pharmacy gave financial incentives to doctors to refer patients and also routinely gave patients a copay break to incentivize their business. That's against federal law. Robert Thomas Jr. is an attorney who worked on the case. He said the hospital cut corners to bring in revenue.
If you make sure that everything goes through smoothly without checking all the things that need to be checked, then you've reduced the number of hassles that the patient and the doctor have to encounter.
But he said that resulted in Medicare paying for prescriptions for patients who had moved, died, or no longer needed them. Jewish Hospital and its former parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives, have agreed to the settlement, but deny the allegations and don't admit any liability. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.